Pope Benedict XVI today received the participants in the annual plenary meeting of the International Union of Women Religious Superiors General. Chris Altieri reports.
The International Union of Superiors General represents 794 families of women religious working in 85 countries on five continents. The theme of this year's plenary assembly is Challenged to Weave a New Spirituality Which Generates Hope and Life for All. In remarks to the gathered superiors, Pope Benedict XVI encouraged participants to follow faithfully in the footsteps of their founders.
Se volete ripercorrere fedelmente voi stesse le orme dei vostri fondatori.
The Holy Father called on the superiors to help their sisters follow the example of their founders and cultivate the mystical dimension of consecrated life. Pope Benedict called on them to keep their souls united to Christ through contemplation.
Della vita consacrata.
The Holy Father encouraged the sisters never to give in to the temptation to distance themselves from their intimacy with their heavenly spouse, never to allow themselves to be caught up in the interests and problems of daily life.
Come insegna la scrittura.
Scripture, said Pope Benedict, teaches that the prophet first listens and contemplates. Only then does the prophet speak, being entirely permeated by that love for God which fears nothing and is stronger even than death. Pope Benedict said the true prophet is not concerned with doing many different works. The works are doubtless important. The true prophet tries above all else to be a witness to the love of God, living that love in the world's various circumstances, even though the presence of the true prophet may sometimes be uncomfortable because it offers and incarnates a different set of values.
Dell'amore di Dio.
Sister Camilla Burns is just one of the persons taking part in the Superiors' Assembly. She says young women discerning a vocation to religious life need to know that religious life involves the whole person.
She has to understand that it involves a whole way of living. It involves a communitarian, a living with a group. It involves sharing the resources, your both personal and material resources, with the group. A woman should want this, who's called, who feels called by God, to give this total commitment for her whole life, not just a very valuable interest in ministry, because there are many, many opportunities in the world to give ministry without the total dedication of one's life. So a young woman must be interested in the whole total dedication of her life and be called to it.
The UISG plenary meeting began yesterday and runs through Thursday, the 10th of May. I'm Chris Altieri.